Good evening. Thank you for joining us tonight on the History Channel. Tonight we shall be discussing the poet Gwendolyn Brooks. Taylor, will you start by telling our viewers about Miss Brooks' childhood? Well, I would love to. First off, she was born in Topeka, Kansas on June 7, 1917. Her mother was Keziah Wilms, who was a schoolteacher. Her father was David Anderson Brooks, who has wanted to be a doctor but sadly never achieved his goal. Instead, he was a janitor. Gwendolyn Brooks is the eldest of three children. Her parents always encouraged her to do well in school and to read. She was a very shy girl who was spurned by members of her own race because she lacked social or athletic abilities, light skin, and good gray hair. How awful, isn't it? That about wraps up her entire childhood. Sarah, would you please tell us about Gwendolyn's careers? I was hoping you'd ask. Miss Brooks was a director of publicity for a youth organization of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. She also taught at over six universities, such as Northeastern, Illinois University, Elmhurst College, Columbia College, and the Clay College of New York, Columbia College of Chicago, and the University of Wisconsin. I suppose you could say she followed in her mother's footsteps. Yes, you could say that. At the age of 16, she had written over 75 poems. She mostly wrote blues, sonnets, ballads, and free verse. Jenna, would you please read us a poem now? Sure. I shall be reading To Be in Love. To be in love is to touch with a lighter hand. In yourself you stretch, you are well. You look at things through his eyes. A carnula is red, a sky is blue, and suddenly you know he knows it too. But he is not there, but you are tasting together the winter or light spring weather. His hand to take your hand is overmuch, too much to bear. You cannot look in his eyes, because your pulse may not stay. But what must be said when he shuts the door and is not there? Your arms are water, and you feel you are free. With a ghastly freedom, you are the beautiful half of a golden hurt. You remember, and the covet of his mouth, to touch, to whisper on. And when to declare is certain death, oh, to apprise is to memorize. And to see to fall down a column of gold into a comma sash. Anonymous submission by Gwendolyn Brooks. In this poem, I found two things of poetry terms. I found end rhyme multiple times and personification. Thank you, Jenna. Anytime.